Radio Prague News.
The system of issuing new electronic ID cards collapsed on the first day in operation. The Czech President and Prime Minister have had the traditional New Year lunch at the presidential retreat in Lani. And flowers and wreaths from Václav Havel's funeral have been dropped into the Elbe River at Děčín after a three-day boat trip from Prague. The system of issuing new electronic ID cards collapsed on Monday, the first day it was in operation, the news website idnes.cz reported. The Czech Interior Ministry said around 7,000 applications for the new cards were sent in on Monday morning, but the central system collapsed twice between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The authorities informed, however, that people do not have to exchange their IDs as long as the original ones remain valid. The new smaller ID cards fitted with chips were going to be first issued in July last year, but had to be postponed due to technical problems with the databases. Czech President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas, accompanied by their wives, had the traditional New Year lunch at the presidential retreat in Lani on Monday. The officials discussed agenda for 2012 and coordinated their foreign trips. After lunch, Mr. Klaus and Mr. Nečas told reporters that the economic situation in Europe was serious, but people should not give in to panic. The tradition of the New Year lunch with the President and the Prime Minister began in 2004. On Tuesday, President Klaus will have lunch with the speakers of the lower and upper houses of the Czech Parliament. An appellate court in Olomouc on Monday ordered the release of a Polish citizen who was sentenced in November to 2 years in prison for selling illicit synthetic drugs. A judge at the court said the trial suffered from severe procedural flaws, which is why the case was returned to a lower instant court, which would have to try the man again. The Polish citizen opened several shops in Olomouc and other towns in central and northern Moravia, which offered new synthetic drugs, advertising them as collector's items. The man moved his business to the Czech Republic from Poland after the Polish police cracked down on his shops there. No sharp increase has been registered in the prices of foodstuffs due to a higher VAT rate that came into force on the 1st of January. The news agency ČTK reported on Monday. The lower VAT rate increased from 10 to 14%. However, most supermarket chains raised their prices gradually in the last weeks of 2011 to avoid a sharp increase in January. The head of the Czech Trade and Tourism Confederation said Czech retailers used a similar marketing strategy as their colleagues in Germany when the country adopted the euro. Flowers and wreaths from Václav Havel's funeral were dropped into the Elbe River at Děčín on Monday, after a three-day boat trip from Prague. Some 1,500 people watched the late Václav Havel's friends and colleagues unbind the wreaths and throw the flowers into the river below the Děčín Chateau. Former Czech Human Rights Minister and a friend of the late Czech President, Michal Kocáb, who came up with the idea, said only organic material would be thrown into the water. A couple of dozen people accompanied the flowers on their way from Prague to Děčín. One of the passengers said people stopped to greet the boat on the banks of the river throughout the journey. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Mild conditions should continue into the first week of the new year, with overcast skies, occasional rain, and daytime highs of around 7 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. In today's program, the Czech president delivers his second-to-last New Year's address in office, warning Czechs that 2012 will not be the easiest of years. We'll have the sports news, including Czech success in the opening matchup in the Hopman Cup. Don't go away. President Václav Klaus's traditional New Year's address reflected key political events of the year, among them the death of his predecessor Václav Havel. Moreover, Mr. Klaus warned of both false optimism and fear-mongering in face of a possible recession in the Eurozone. The Czech president said it was crucial to support additional cuts in government spending and emphasized that this was a time for the nation to tighten its belt. Sarah Borůvka has the details.
Vážení a milí spoluobčané, dovolte mi, President Václav Klaus opened his New Year's address, traditionally an indicator of the nation's mood, with a reminder of the death of Václav Havel, the beloved first president after the Velvet Revolution. Mr. Havel had done much for freedom and democracy in this country and would remain a significant influence in years to come, said Mr. Klaus. Like other political leaders across the Eurozone, Mr. Klaus, who is a vocal critic of European integration, also warned of the dangers the economy is facing in the coming 12 months. Going into 2012, the European Union is likely to encounter difficult challenges, he stressed.
Unfortunately, it is possible that the problems in some countries will become even worse in the coming months. Europe may well be hit by a recession, and that would also affect us. 2012 will most probably not be the easiest of years.
However, Mr. Klaus added, the Czech Republic was doing relatively well despite toughening economic conditions. The country was not facing bankruptcy and its unemployment rate was below the European average. The president stressed the importance of members of the public gritting their teeth and not standing in the way of further far-reaching austerity measures.
Our success requires reforms. I'm aware that a lot of people here are rightfully weary of this term, which has been used carelessly for many years. Rather than being implemented, the necessary changes were merely talked about. But if we want to avoid very painful consequences, these changes have to be made as quickly as possible. This becomes evident if we look at our public debt. 4 years ago, it was 345 billion Czech crowns. Today, this figure has more than quadrupled. Are we even aware of this?
Alluding to a series of scandals that shook the government coalition, Mr. Klaus slammed ceaseless political disputes, a lack of strong leaders, and a growing sense of mutual distrust that had dominated 2011 and blocked political growth. In the course of just 1 year, 6 ministries saw their leaders resign, among them such important portfolios as the Ministry of the Interior and the Ministry of Transport. The resignation of that ministry's leader, Vít Bárta, the de facto leader of the junior coalition partner Public Affairs, brought the reform government to the brink of collapse in June of last year. Mr. Klaus expressed hopes that political parties would refrain from making irresponsible promises in the campaigns for regional and Senate elections to take place in 2012. The country was full of hardworking and talented people, he said. To make the coming year a successful one, he pointed out, it was important to follow their lead.
Sarah Borovka reporting there on President Václav Klaus's annual New Year's address. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard or on the president's speech, please do so by writing to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. We're always welcoming your comments. We're happy to hear what you think. So please do drop us a line if you have an opinion. Now, though, it's time for all the latest results in sport. And we're going to begin first with tennis. Players Petra Kvitova and Tomáš Berdych have given the Czech Republic a 2-1 win over Bulgaria, that in their first-round matchup in the Hopman Cup. Kvitova, last year's Wimbledon champion, beat opponent Svetlana Pironkova 6-4, 6-2, sweeping her aside in the last 5 games, while world number 7 Berdych fought and won a 3-setter against Grigor Dimitrov, who clawed back into the match, winning a tiebreak in the second set. The final score was 6-4, 6-7, 6-3. Kvitova and Berdych's strong opening round against Bulgaria was not flawless, though. The Czech duo lost their mixed doubles match against Pironkova and Dimitrov by a score of 6-2, 3-6, 9-11, the match dramatically going down the wire in the final set. The Czechs are the number one seeds in the Hopman Cup and face U.S. players Bethany Matek-Sands and Marty Fish in Group A next. In other tennis news, Britain's Andy Murray has appointed former world number one Ivan Lendl as his new full-time coach. The former player, who won 8 Grand Slam titles in his career and has been a U.S. citizen since 1992, will begin in his new post immediately, according to reports. At 51, Mr. Lendl made clear he is excited about the new opportunity and said he looked forward to helping Murray reach his goals. Murray is number 4 in the world in the ATP standings. Turning to winter sport now, Czech ski jumper Roman Koudelka finished in the top 10 in 8th spot in the second outing in the prestigious Four Hills tournament combining World Cup events, that in Germany and Austria. But he could have done even better. On Sunday at Garmisch-Partenkirchen, the skier was in 4th spot after his first jump, but did poorly in his second effort. Austrian Gregor Schielenzauer won the overall event after also finishing first in the opener at Oberstdorf. In Sunday's event, fellow Czech ski jumper Lukáš Hlava finished 13th, and Jakub Janda, who won the tournament back in 2005-2006, finished in 16th spot. Turning to hockey, star player Jaromír Jágr will, for the first time in his career, play in the NHL's Winter Classic, which takes place outdoors. This year's Classic, largely derived from the Heritage Classic played in Edmonton, Canada in 2003, but using U.S. teams, will pit Jágr's Philadelphia Flyers against the New York Rangers. The game is being played at the Baseball's Phillies Stadium on Monday at 3 p.m. local time. The match was pushed back by 2 hours due to rain. The last time the Flyers took part in the Outdoor Classic 2 years ago, they lost 2-1 in overtime to the Boston Bruins. In other hockey news, the Czech squad at the World Junior Hockey Championship continuing in Calgary, Canada, will play two-time defending champions Russia in the quarterfinals on Monday. Although only one name remains from the previous Russian squad, the team has shown it has a very strong offense. Last year, the Czechs lost to the Russians in the same tournament by a score of 8-3. In the tournament's first round this year, the Czech junior team beat Denmark 7-0, lost to Canada 5-0, and defeated the USA 5-2. And that's all the sport for today. It's time now for our regular feature, One-on-One, this time with Jan Richter, an episode first broadcast back in February 14th of 2011.
A group of Czech intellectuals, including political analyst Jiří Pehe, sociologists Jan Keller and Tereza Šteklová and others, felt that ever since the fall of communism, political discourse in the country has been dominated by a right-wing agenda, articulated by a number of liberal and conservative institutes. To provide alternatives and to oppose these views from a left-wing perspective, these intellectuals established in January a new political think tank called Cesta, or Path. In this edition of One-on-One, I spoke to one of Cesta's founders, political analyst Vít Klepárník. I first asked him what was the main impulse behind the idea.
It was dire conditions under global economic crisis or some changing position of the state in another political and economic climate in global space. But personally, I would add or highlight especially economic transformation, which was started by Topolánek governments in 2006. My personal comment on the founding of the Cesta is that there is long-standing imbalance in public sphere in which a significant part of elites consider the term of the left as a dirty word, and I wish that Cesta would contribute to change this.
Do you think this is perhaps due to the 40 years of communism that people here don't like hearing about left-wing politics, or some people consider left-wing politics, as you said, a dirty word? And is it changing?
I think it's something with post-communism, some experience from 70s and 80s, and that in some leading positions in Czech politics and economics are people which were youth in the 70s and 80s, and they have had experience with this politics. Yeah.
The Social Democrats did lead Czech governments several times in the last decade. How did their leaders contribute to the image of left-wing politics in the Czech Republic?
I think leaders of the Social Democratic parties were, or some of leaders were, contributing factor to perceiving the left in Czech Republic, but I don't think it's a main factor. There is more generally atmosphere in society which is not connected to one or two political leaders or one party. Yeah? It goes through all parties.
So how would you practically like to change it? What should be the practical outcome? How should SESTA contribute to changing this image?
We want to work primarily with public and media. We want to be heard in media. And I think after two discussions, it still go along. We want to formulate new ideas, new responses to new challenges. But I think our main goal is not work for government and meet political orders, yeah, as in the United States or think tanks in the United States. We want to do something to educate public and change ideas of political leaders.
One of the political leaders, Bohuslav Sobotka, who is the acting chair of the opposition Social Democrats, is one of the founding members. How closely are you linked with the whole party?
I think we are not closely linked to social democracy, but personally to Bohuslav Sobotka. I think he is able intellectually, and he is able to work with some intellectuals in Czech Republic, as is clear from Sobotka's support from sociologist and member of our board of directors, Jan Keller. Naturally, there is a link between social democracy and CESTA, but it's not official link, it's not exclusive link, because we expressed and stated that we want to cooperate with another streams of Czech left-wing and centrist politics, Greens, Christian Democrats, and possibly with group of radical left and some radical initiatives as pro-alt initiative from below, Manifest of Radical Liberalism and another.
There are two major left-wing parties, of course, in the Czech Republic, the Social Democrats that are in parliament, and then the Communist Party of Bohemia Moravia that sometimes has played in the last 20 years bigger role, sometimes less relevant on the Czech political scene. How do you see them as part of Czech left-wing politics right now?
I think communists are more than 20 years in paradox position. They have no potential to form a government coalition with some other party, but in a less visible ways, in other levels of Czech politics, they normally function. They have six coalition in 14 regions of Czech Republic with Social Democrats, and they normally function in towns and villages, in some municipal councils. But I think there is problem of some wave of anti-communism which still lives in Czech Republic, but it's more and more, from my point of view, empty, this anti-communism, and its political pretense of some political forces. I think from a political science view, communists are not part of the system. There is imperfect alternation between left and right in government, yeah? And system do not function normally, because there is some ghetto which is not linked to one or two or second camp in Czech Republic. Yeah.
Who do you think is in a position to change this? Is it the Communist Party itself and of course its leadership or members? Or should, for example, the Social Democrats drop that famous ban from the early 1990s that prevents them from working together with the communists on the national level?
I think steps must be taken from both sides. It's not only problem of communists, and it's not only problem of other forces, especially social democrats. There must be in future changes on both sides, and it will bring the change in political systems. I think there are some symptoms of this change, cooperation on a regional level.
Let's go back to your think tank. One pundit said, Mr. Macháček, in respect, he wrote that he welcomes, of course, the idea of creating or having a new left-leaning think tank for the sake of debate. But he said you were missing the point in criticizing the demolition of the Czech welfare states because the government is only attacking the concept of welfare state verbally, saying that the expenditures, government's going to be spending more this year, in fact, than it was last year. Do you think there is a risk that the current government will remove some of the social benefits and some of the features of the welfare state?
It's visibly that the situation in government is not all clear. We do not know what will come in future, but I think some proposals of government are damaging to public sphere, healthcare services, culture, STEMT employees. And I think so-called equal tax in reality is a degressive tax, ruins middle class and poor people. I think there is actually changing situation on the part of the right, because money which goes to social system are the same or maybe smaller, but there are some steps which drain money to some business or some private people, and it changed differences between the people, between the poor and between the wealth in Czech Republic, and it's damaging to position of middle class and poor people in Czech Republic.
In your academic formation, you specialized in the foreign policy of the United States. How did you personally get involved in this new left-leaning think tank?
I was offered unexpectedly from my former classmate, which is a friend of Jiří Pehe, chief of the CESTA. I think there is no contradiction between my specialization on foreign policy and work for CESTA. I think there is some possibility to work or to debate about problems of foreign policy too, about Czech Republic and foreign policy of European Union and United States.
And finally, as a specialist in the field, how do you see, has the Czech position changed and how in the last, say, 2 years since President Barack Obama took office?
I think there is a continuing interest of United States of America and Central and Central Eastern Europe, which goes not only to early 90s, but to final parts of Second World War. I think there is no great difference between Bush policy and Obama's policy, but I think Obama policy, as is stated by maybe all the commenters, that Obama's policy is more multilateral than Bush's policy. I think there is no neglecting of Central Europe from United States. Main partner of United States is Russia now, but I think Czech foreign policy has a main goal to work in European Union and formulate some common European policy. I think from this point of view, United States are not the main partner of Czech Republic.
And that was Vít Klepárník of the think tank CESTA, who spoke to Jan Richter in 101, that episode coming from roughly 1 year ago. Now, though, we turn to our final feature for this day, which is a return of our former long-running language series, the ABC of Czech. And today's episode is brought to you by Pavla Horáková.
Hello and welcome to the first in our series of programs dedicated to the Czech language. The series is called the ABC of Czech, partly because we are going to look at the basics, or the ABC of the language, but also because we are going to follow the letters of the alphabet and choose topics the individual letters stand for. So, for example, M is for money, and that means that in the M episode we shall be examining various situations related to money and finances that a foreigner might encounter here in the Czech Republic. But today's episode is just an introduction, so let me first tell you a few basic facts about the Czech language. Czech is the official language in the Czech Republic. It is a Slavic language, similar in grammar and vocabulary to other Slavic languages such as Russian, Polish, and especially Slovak. In the old days of Czechoslovakia, Czechs and Slovaks could understand each other with no difficulties because they were in everyday contact with the other language of the bilingual state. But now, many years after the split, the young generation in particular has problems understanding certain words. The language came to these parts with the first Slavic tribes that started settling here around the 6th century AD. Czech gradually developed into a language of both culture and administration in the Czech kingdom. In the middle of the 17th century, after the Thirty Years' War and approximately 100 years after the Habsburg dynasty came to the Czech throne, Czech started going into decline as a written language, and instead German became the language of the elite, a process which culminated with the centralization of the Habsburg monarchy in the second half of the 18th century. However, the 18th and 19th century were the time of many national revival movements in Europe, and the Czech lands were no exception. In those days, Czech regained its position in national culture and science. The status of the language was confirmed with the foundation of the independent Czechoslovakia in 1918. During the Nazi occupation, German again became the official language, but after the war, Czech and Slovak were restored as Czechoslovakia's two official languages. During the 50-year communist rule, authorities often used the Czech language as a political tool, emphasizing its closeness to Russian. Since the fall of communism in 1989, the language has opened up to the world and soaked up various influences from other languages, mainly English. Czech, like every living language, has regional varieties, the greatest being between Bohemia and Moravia. And that's all we have time for today. Next, we'll look at the letter A and the alphabet. Until then, naschledanou or goodbye.
The ABC of Czech with Pavla Horáková, our language series from way back, which we've now brought back. Many listeners should be happy about that. Many of you over the years have written to us asking for us to rerun the ABC of Czech, so there it is. There you are. It's back officially. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard today, just a quick reminder again, please do so by writing to us here at english@radio.cz. And don't forget, you'll find more stories and especially features at our website, that's radio.cz. So be sure to visit us on the internet. I'm Jan Vellinger for all of us here at the station. We want to thank you so much for joining us this day, and take care.